This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Friday, July 15, 2022, and these are the headlines. The new City Council has created three new committees to address three key issues, Vice Mayor J. Melchor Kitain Jr. said. Kitain told the Davao City Disaster Radio the new committees are Future Generation, Disaster Risk Reduction, and Anti-Terrorism. Chaired by Councilor Johnard C. Dayap, the Future Generation Committee is composed of young councilors who will craft future projects, said Kitain. Councilor Bonds Andre A. Militar is its vice chair, with Councilor Richlyn N. Hustol Bagilod, Councilor Lorenzo Benjamin D. Villafuerte, and Councilor Jafar U. Marohom Salik as members. Kitain added that Councilor Edgar Ibuyan Jr. chairs the anti-terrorism body, which will look at ways how to fight terrorism, an issue which used to be under the Peace and Public Safety Committee. Vice chair of the committee is Councilor Luna Maria Dominic S. Acosta, with Councilor Justado Angelo Jr. R. Mahipos, Councilor Timogene B. Ocampo, and Councilor Wilberto E. Alag as members. The Disaster Risk Reduction Committee is chaired by Mahipos and will handle all matters relating to prevention and mitigation, preparedness, response, and rehabilitation in times of disaster. In another story, coffee beans proved to be very competitive after two Robusta coffee varieties produced in the Philippines impressed professional cuppers during the World of Coffee held from June 23 to 25 in Milan, Italy. The two varieties earned excellent and astounding feedback from the cuppers. TJ Ryan, chief of party of the U.S. Department of Agriculture-funded Philippine Coffee Advancement and Farm Enterprise, said in a Mindanews report. The group said that much needs to be done to increase coffee production in the country, but added that the problem of volume can be addressed, which presents an opportunity for farmers to venture into coffee growing or expand their existing farms. In business, First Metro Investment Corporation, or FMIC, forecasts the economy growing between 6 to 7% this year and likely to outperform regional peers. In a virtual briefing on Wednesday, FMIC President Jose Patricio Dumulao said there were unexpected events in the first 6 months of this year, but these are seen to be countered by the strong domestic demand. Dumulao said domestic demand grew by 11% in the first quarter, and this is seen as the economy's main buoy against negative developments. He attributed inflation, which continues to rise, mainly to high oil prices. In sports, its loss to Lebanon is making the campaign of Gilas Pilipinas in the 2022 FIBA Asia Cup a very difficult one. The team bowed to the Lebanon setters 95-80 in Jakarta, Indonesia, as the setters rained shots on the Philippine team in the third quarter 33-19, bringing the score to 79-60 at the end of the period. The Filipinos tried to make a run, but the late attempts failed to bail them out. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph, or you may follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel at Mindanao Times. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.